بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وصلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us for his mubarak deen. May Allah give us tawfiq to turn to him like the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Sahaba radiallahu anhum turned to Allah in every situation, in all conditions. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught them this, how in every situation Sahaba radiallahu anhum turned to Allah ta'ala. Every Sahabi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala solved their problems, because their reliance was on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. The one who places his tawakkul, his reliance on Allah, Allah is sufficient for him. And Allah says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. The one who places his, the one who bears the consciousness of Allah, he brings alive in him the consciousness of Allah, taqwa. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah will open his way. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And Allah will provide for him from avenues that he doesn't expect, that he least expects. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. And the one who places his reliance on Allah, Allah is sufficient for him. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ. Allah will fulfill his affair. قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا. Allah has made everything, and Allah Ta'ala causes it to happen in a specific time. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's fadl that we have their lives to emulate, how they turned to Allah no matter what condition they faced, no matter what situation they were in. In the hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ibn Adam, ana malikul muluk wa malikul muluk. O son of Adam alayhi salam, I am the king of kings. I am the controller, the ruler, the owner of all the kings. Innal ibada idha ata'uni. When my servants obey me, abide by my injunctions, commands, uphold my deen, حَوَّلْتُ قُلُوبَ مُلُوكِهِمْ عَلَيْهِمْ بِالرَّأْفَةِ وَالرَّحْمَةِ. I will turn their rulers upon them in a manner of softness and kindness. I will make their rulers kind towards them. وَإِنَّ الْعِبَادَ إِذَا عَصَوْنِي. But when my servants defy me, deny me, disobey me, I will turn their rulers against them. فَسَامُوهُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ. Then they would punish them. And at that time, don't occupy yourself in cursing them, but turn yourself to Allah. وَلَكِنْ أَشْغِلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ بِالذِّكْرِ وَالتَّضَرُّعِ. By humbling yourself before Allah. هِي أَكْفِيَكُمْ شَرَّ مُلُوكِكُمْ. Because Allah says, I will then protect you from the harm of your rulers. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum placed their reliance on Allah. Every Sahabi's life we look at, we see this aspect of how they turned to Allah, and Allah Ta'ala solved their issues. Allah Ta'ala solved their problems. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhum narrates this in Hayatul Sahaba. There is this chapter that how Allah helped Sahaba radiallahu anhum in all situations. There was this elderly woman who came to Medina Munawwarah in the latter portion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's maiden life, and she came with her son. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent the men to the men, the women to the women, to learn the deen. And this was how it used to take place. People used to come into Medina Munawwara, and Sahaba radiallahu anhum were their hosts. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would distribute them to the different homes. Sahaba radiallahu anhum would feed them, would teach them. The next day Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would take report from these guests in Medina Munawwara who had come to embrace Islam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would take report from them, kar guzari from them, that how did you all spend your time? And they would give a report praising Sahaba, appreciating Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that Sahaba not only fed us but taught us the deen. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would become very happy with his Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Now this woman, what happened was, Allah's will, her child passed away. This is reported in Hayatul Sahaba volume 3 with the chain of reports of narrators. Her child passed away. Anyway, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Anas radiallahu anhu to bring the mother. And she was elderly, old, she was old, and she was blind, ajuz and amya. When she comes into Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she sits down, she's made to sit near her son And just there she comes by her son and she speaks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She talks to Allah. She pleads with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, oh my Rabb, inni aslamtu laka tawa. Oh Allah, I embraced Islam willingly. Wahajartu ilayka raghba. I migrated in your path for your sake, for your pleasure, to the city of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, desirous for your deen, for your pleasure. And oh Allah, I left the idols and the wrong deeds willingly, turning away from falsehood, coming to you. And now my duty is to go to my people and call them to you and invite them to your deen and show them what is right. Oh my Allah, I don't want them to hold some blemish against my deen and misunderstand and say that it's because of your deen your son has lost his life. Oh Allah, I don't want that to happen. Oh Allah, you are the giver of life. As she's speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there and then in front of her, Allah gave life to her son. He had passed away. Allah gave him life again in front of her, there and then. And he lived long after that. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reports this. So this is how Sahaba radiallahu anhu turned to Allah all the time. No matter what situation, they turned to Allah ta'ala. Whether it came that they needed to cross the ocean, or whether it was that his donkey died, or whether it was that there was no food at home, whether it was he was being burnt in the fire. Abu Muslim Khawlani radiallahu anhu, no matter what the situation, Sahaba radiallahu anhum solved their issues by asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we are facing trying circumstances in our country at the moment. Actions is what causes the repercussion and the situations around us. And we really need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to beg from Allah. Like how Sahaba radiallahu anhum turned to Allah. How they made decisions with Allah. Because they put Allah's deen in front of them. The same Allah, the Allah of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, is our merciful Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kind, compassionate. Abu Mi'laq radiallahu anhu was a porter. He was on his journey and he was taking his goods, transporting goods, and there was one man who wanted a lift. So he assisted the person and took the person along, and this person showed him another route. So he, you know, obligingly listened to him and went that route. And just then that was a dangerous route, and whilst they were in this wilderness and in this loneliness, this person takes out his weapon and points it at Abu Mi'laq radiallahu anhu and is about to kill him. So Abu Mi'laq radiallahu anhu says, take the goods, what do you want with me? He says, no, I want you. So he said, okay, let me pray. So he says, you know how many people tried this but it'll never work. That man was just talking, you know, nonsense. But the Sahabi tells him, let me pray. So he says, fine. And he makes dua to Allah Ta'ala. And he makes his salah. And he prays before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in that salah, you know, he's thinking of verses to recite. And Allah brings to him, to his mind, the verses of Quran where Allah says, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَى وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ. Who is that being who responds to the oppressed one when he asks of him? And who is that being who removes every difficulty? It is none other than Allah. And Allah asks, أَإِلَاهُمْ مَا اللَّهُ. Is there any other deity besides Allah? Is there anyone who can help you besides Allah? أَإِلَاهُ. Is there any other Lord, caretaker, provider, deity, helper? Is there anyone else that we can turn to besides Allah? أَإِلَاهُمْ مَا اللَّهُ. أَإِلَاهُمْ مَا اللَّهُ. Is there anybody else besides Allah? Allah is asking us, subhanAllah. So beautiful it is sometimes, my respected listeners, read the translation of the Quran. Try and understand what Allah Ta'ala is saying. Understand the sweet words of the Quran Kareem. And learn the meaning from the ulama. So beautiful. This letter from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Of this letter that passes every time. The miracle of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is not for one period of time. It is a miraculous gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ummah of Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that transcends all times, all places, all regions, all areas. The book that Allah gave us is forever. Let us connect to Allah ta'ala with the Quran Kareem. He asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he makes this dua. Ya Wadud, O Allah, who is compassionate and loving. Ya Dhal Arshil Majid. O Allah, the owner of the mighty throne. Ya Fa'alan Lima Yureed. O Allah, you are the doer of what you want. Allah, you do what you want. As'aluka bi'izzika alladhi la yuram. Wa bi'mulkika alladhi la yudam. O Allah, I ask you through your izzat. And your izzat can never be attacked. I ask you through your kingdom. And your kingdom is so mighty, it can never be usurped. Oh my Allah, you protect me from the situation that I'm in. Ya Mughith, aghithni. Ya Mughith, aghithni. Ya Mughith, aghithni. Oh helper, help me. Oh helper, help me. Oh helper, help me. What words? Oh my Allah, you are loving. Oh my Allah, you are compassionate. Oh my Allah, you are the helper. In front of the Sahabi, the angel of Allah comes down and he finishes off this thief. The rogue was put to his death and the angel is about to depart. The Sahabi asks him, who are you? He says, I am the servant of the helper. I am the servant of the Allah who you asked of. Subhanallah. We have to ask of Allah. We have to beseech from Allah. We have to turn to Allah. We have to beg from Allah. We have to turn to Allah. And we have to turn humanity to Allah. Allah se hota hai. Makhluk se kuch nahi hota. Allah is the doer. Creation can't do. Everything is happening from Allah. Nothing is happening from creation. Everything is for Allah. Everything belongs to Allah. Everything comes from Allah. Everything returns to Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khudayfa bin Yaman رضي الله عنه reports that كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا حزبه أمر فزع إلى الصلاة. Allah's Habib صلى الله عليه وسلم, no matter what situation startled him, troubled him, perturbed him, disturbed him, he hastened to salah. Salah is communion with Allah. Salah is to speak to Allah. Let's beg Allah. Let's talk to Allah. Let's enjoy our communication with Allah. Let's become the bando of Allah, the special servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just the other day, a man comes, you know, to complain about his difficulty, a non-Muslim. He was facing challenges. He was facing a lot of trouble. He went through, you know, pains. In that, I spoke to him about Allah. I spoke to him about Quran. And I invited him to join me to the masjid. And in that, I encouraged him to read the translation of the Quran. So I showed him, sometimes just open the Quran and read a message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I opened the verse anywhere at random and the verse of Dhikrullah opened. Then I said, okay, open a verse and read. Take a message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See which verse your eye falls on. And he opens the translation of the Quran. And his eyes fell on the verses of Surah Al-Furqan. The verses of Ibadur Rahman. The special servants of Rahman. The VIP of Rahman. Wherein they bring in their lives 12 qualities that Allah loves so much. He read these verses. He was so touched. He says, you know, every day before I go to sleep, I am going to read the Quran. I want to connect to the Quran. So let's learn to turn to Allah. We have to turn to Allah. We have to turn humanity to Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Fatima radiallahu anha, O Fatima. Fatima is his beloved daughter. Ma yamna'uk. What stops you? Morning and evening, beg Allah in these words. Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum. O Allah, who's the ever living. Ya Qayyum. O Allah, who's the controller of the entire universe. Everything is controlled by thee. Bi rahmatika astaghith. Allah, I beseech you for your mercy. Aslih li sha'ni kulla. Allah, solve all my issues for me. And we can also say, aslih lana sha'nana kulla. Allah, solve all our problems, our issues, our challenges, our difficulties. Wala takilni ila nafsi tarfata ayn. Allah, don't leave me to myself. Don't leave me alone, even though it may be for a blink of an eyelid. And we can also read, wala takilna ila anfusina tarfata ayn. Allah, don't leave us to ourselves, even though it may be for a blink of an eyelid. Why? Because definitely, O Allah, if you leave us, we will most certainly fall. One beautiful dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O Allah, Allahumma waqiyatan kawaqiyatil walid. O Allah, like the mother cares for her child and helps the child along and makes sure the child doesn't fall. Allah, don't leave us, Allah. If you leave us, Allah, we will definitely fall. So we have to speak to Allah. We have to communicate with Allah. We have to talk to Allah. We have to beseech our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what Allah loves. Allah loves to be sought of. لا تسألن بني آدم حاجة وسل الذي أبوابه لا تحجبوا. الله يغضب إن دركت سؤاله وبني آدم حين يسأل يغضب. Don't ask insan any need, but ask that being whose doors never close. Insan, the more we ask, the more angry he becomes, the more irritated he becomes, the more upset they become. Allah gets angry when we don't ask. Man, when we ask him, he gets angry. Allah, when we don't ask, he gets angry. Allah. Nafi' reports from Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Sahaba out in Allah's path. And there was one Sahabi whose name was Hudayr. Hudayr radiallahu anhu. In that previous incident we discussed about Abu Ma'laq radiallahu anhu, the angel did tell him also that anyone who turns to Allah, Allah definitely responds. And the angel said with these words, and there's so many beautiful ahadith wherein we ask Allah Ta'ala with conviction from the heart, La ilaha illallah al-Halim al-Kareem, Subhanallah Rabbil Arsh al-Azim, Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Nas'aluka mujibati rahmatik wa azaim maghfiratik والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا حاجة هي لك رضا ولنا فيها صلاح إلا قضيتها لنا ويسرتها لنا يا أرحم الراحمين. Beautiful du'as. Oh Allah, you help us. Oh Allah, you fulfill our needs. Allah, you alleviate our challenges. Allah, you alleviate our problems. Talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala definitely listens. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sami', He hears everything. Alim, He knows our every condition. Khabir, Allah is aware of everything. Allah is latif, Allah is compassionate, kind, merciful. Allah ta'ala solves issues with His kindness. And latif, Allah knows the minutest detail of everything. What is lurking inside our hearts, what we're not uttering, what we're thinking, what we're planning, all that Allah ta'ala knows. What we're feeling, what we're worried about, all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Pour our hearts out unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu narrates that Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent the Sahaba out, and there was one Sahabi, Hudayr radiallahu anhu. And that year there was lack of food, there was drought, and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave everyone their ration. But with Allah's will, Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't give Hudayr radiallahu anhu his ration. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam felt that he gave him. But Hudayr radiallahu anhu was left out without getting a ration. But he was one who didn't have the courage to ask, and he left. فَخَرَجَ حُدَيْرٌ صَابِرًا مُحْتَسِبًا. He left patiently, hoping in reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was walking at the end of the contingent of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And he was making zikrullah whilst they were traveling. La ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, walhamdulillah, wa subhanallah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And he would say, ni'ma zad huwa ya rabbi, ni'ma zad huwa ya rabbi. He would recite the third kalima. La ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, walhamdulillah, subhanallah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And then he would say, ni'ma zad huwa ya rabbi, oh my rabb, la ilaha illallah. There's no deity besides Allah. There's no one to turn to besides Allah. Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. Greater than everything is my Allah. Greatness comes from Him. If anything has some greatness, it is because Allah made that thing with some value. Greatness belongs to Allah alone. It's all from Him. Allahu Akbar. Walhamdulillah. All praise and thanks is due to Allah. Appreciation is due to Him. We have to show appreciation to Him. Subhanallah. Allah is pure. Allah is free from every blemish and fault and shortcoming. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. There's no power and strength except through Allah, except from Allah. There's no ability to stay away from wrong. Nor is there any ability to do any good illa billah, except through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would recite this and he would say, oh my Allah, what wonderful sustenance is this for me on my journey? Ni'ma zad huwa ya Rabbi. And he kept on making the dhikrullah. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam descends. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. O Nabi of Allah, inna Rabbi arsalani ilayk yukhbiruk. Allah has sent me to you to inform you, to notify you that you sent the Sahaba radiallahu anhu out in Allah's path. and you didn't give Hudayr radiallahu anhu his ration, the others received their rations. Anta zawwadta ashabak wa nasita an tuzawwida Hudayran radiallahu anhu wa huwa fi akhir al-raqb. O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hudayr is walking towards the end of the jamaat of sahaba radiallahu anhum, and his dhikr on his lips is taking Allah's names, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu akbar, Wa subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. And he's saying, Ni'ma zad huwa ya Rabbi, Ni'ma zad huwa ya Rabbi, O my Rabb, what better provision is there than your dhikr, O my Rabb, subhanallah. How much of love we should take Allah's name with? Nothing is sweeter than Allah's name. Nothing is more palatable and enjoyable than taking the name of Allah. When we're reading our salah, when we're making tilawat of the Quran, when we are in ruku', when we are in sajda, enjoy this recital. Subhana Rabbi, perfect and pure is my Rabb, Al-Azim, Allah, my Rabb is the greatest. Subhana Rabbi, perfect and pure is my Rabb, Rabbi Al-A'la, my Allah is the highest of the high. My Allah is high, my Allah is noble, my Allah is lofty. I am humbled before Him, I put down my face before Him. We should enjoy this reading for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Read for Allah, praise Allah, glorify Allah, proclaim the might and the glory and the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this. فَكَلَامُهُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ لَهُ نُورٌ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مَا بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. O Nabi of Allah, the way he is making dhikrullah, this is giving nur. This nur will appear on the day of Qiyamah, and it will enlighten between the heavens and the earth. O Nabi of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, send his ration. Allah says, send his ration. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam summons one sahabi and sends him. Go give this to Hudayr. But when you reach him, hear what he is saying, and then say to him, Inna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yuqri'uka as-salam. Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving salams to you. He's making dua for you. Wa yukhbiruk, and he's informing you that he had not given you your rations earlier, and that my Rabb has sent Jibreel alayhi salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to remind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of you, O Hudayr. And Jibreel alayhi salam came and notified Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of your whereabouts, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent these rations for you. The sahabi goes, and Hudayr radiallahu anhu is reciting, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu akbar, Wa subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, Ni'ma zad huwa ya Rabbi. He arrives to Hudayr radiallahu anhu, and he was busy, involved in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq. Wherever we are in the world, make dhikrullah. Whether in our businesses, whether in the marketplace, whether in our cars, wherever we're traveling, be conscious of Allah and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also remember, وَكُلُّ مُطِيعٍ ذَاكِرٍ. Like Sahaba radiallahu anhu would say, whenever we are in Allah's obedience, that is also the dhikr of Allah. And that's one of the highest forms of dhikr. Be conscious of Allah and conscious of the order of Allah in every situation, that is dhikrullah. So he hears Hudayr radiallahu anhu in this dhikr, and then he informs him. And he presents Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's salams to him. And he informs him of how Jibreel alayhi wa sallam came, mentioning him, and how the sahabi was then sent to present his rations. Hudayr radiallahu anhu was so happy. He praised Allah, he thanked Allah, he sent salutations upon Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then he said, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, all praise is due to you. Rabbul Alameen, ذكرني ربي من فوق سبع سماوات ومن فوق عرشه ورحم جوعي وضعفي يا ربي كما لم تنس حديرا فاجعل حديرا لا ينساك. Oh Allah, all praise is due to Allah. Allah, you remembered your Hudayr, you remembered me. Allah, you remembered Hudayr and you showered me with your mercies, and you helped me in spite of my hunger and my weakness. Oh my Rabb, like you doesn't forget Hudayr. Give Hudayr tawfiq that he never ever forgets you, my Rabb. Allah, like you didn't forget Hudayr, give Hudayr tawfiq. Give Hudayr tawfiq that he never ever forgets you, my Rabb. Subhanallah.
How merciful is Allah? Where Allah will forget us? Allah yasma'u dabib an-namlati as-sawda' fi al-laylati adh-dhalma' 'ala as-sakhrati as-samma'. Allah hears the pit patter of that ant on a dark night under that rock. Allah provides for that ant also. Allama Alusi rahimahullah, under the tafsir of the story of Musa alayhi salam, he narrates an incredible incident where Allah instructs Musa alayhi salam, teaching humanity how Allah provides and how Allah doesn't forget his bandor. Oh Musa alayhi salam, strike this rock. He strikes the rock and it splits. Oh Musa, strike the rock, and he strikes it again and it splits. Oh Musa alayhi salam, strike it, and he strikes and it breaks and cracks, and inside he finds a little insect carrying this little small tiny leaf praising Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't forget it. So this is how great Allah ta'ala is. Yes, we are facing situations, we have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make dua for the ummah everywhere in the world. And yes, we have to improve ourselves, we have to seek Allah's forgiveness, we should recite the verses of Quran repeatedly, the dua of Yunus alayhi salatu was salam, la ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. Oh Allah, there's nothing but thee, there's no deity besides you. Anta subhanak, Allah, you are pure and free from every blemish. Inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. Allah, I am definitely of the wrongdoers. Confess our wrongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Repeatedly read these verses on behalf of ourselves and our families and on behalf of the ummah of Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And let's make istighfar on behalf of ourselves and on behalf of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And also, we have to correct ourselves. We have to improve ourselves. Yes, Allah blessed us. We're living in this beautiful country. We have to make Islam available to the people. We have to make Islam available to humanity. The people. Start with those working with us, working for us. Let's remove the shyness from our natures now. We have a great duty. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is, yes, we have to have shyness for the correct things. But to speak about Allah, we have to learn now to speak out nicely, politely. Something we have to learn. We have to make Islam available to people. The people who you know are not the people who we know, and vice versa. We are Habibullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's ummah. Allah says to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Nabi, we have sent you as a mercy unto humanity, unto the whole alameen. تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is for alameen. Now, we have to preserve our deen, yes. And Allah has blessed us with the great works of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of tazkiyah, which we have to improve ourselves, reformation and learning and teaching. And also, our jamaat work is so important for our iman, for our family's iman, our neighborhood's iman. But we have to worry about the non-Muslims. They are majority in our country, 97% of them. If we don't worry about them, then what is the meaning of the verse that Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sent to alameen? And we only worried about those around us. What about alameen? We have to worry about them. We have to make Islam available to them. We have to directly but politely invite them and show them how beautiful Islam is. Those who have falsehood are spreading their falsehood, but us who Allah has blessed us with haqq, why are we keeping ourselves silent in regards to this haqq? And also something interesting about the Sahabi Hudayr radiallahu anhu. This was one Hudayr, and there was another Hudayr. There was another Hudayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. How much of dua Sahaba radiallahu anhu got from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for sharing the deen? Sahaba radiallahu anhu, a Sahabi went to the Banu Tamim. So there was one youngster. Now this youngster's name was Dhahak, but his legs were crooked. So the people called him Ahnaf, Ahnaf bin Qais. His father was Qais bin Muawiyah. Father passed away and this youngster was very young. So when the Sahaba radiallahu anhum came to his area to invite to Allah Ta'ala, and his people refused, but he was among those who embraced. And then what happened was, there was a delegation that was made to come and meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Ahnaf bin Qais says that I was making tawaf during the reign of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, and a man comes to me and he says, remember me. I said, I remember you. You came to our area to invite to Allah Ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. He says, let me give you glad tidings, Ahnaf. He says, what is it? He says, you know, you didn't get the opportunity to see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You were young. You couldn't come with the delegation. But
When I returned and I gave the Kar Guzari the report of my journey to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and how I invited your people and you defended me and you stood up and you told the people, think about what this man is saying. What he's saying is so true. He's coming from the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because Ahnaf's words were, oh people, oh my people, why are you reluctant? تقدمون رجلا وتؤخرون رجلا. You put one foot forth and one foot backward? No. This man has come with goodness, with no ulterior motive. He teaches impeccable character and he stops you from blemished mannerisms. Come, what we heard from these teachers who have come from Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is nothing but good. Ajibu da'i al-huda. Respond to the da'i of hidayat. Ajibu da'i al-huda. Tafuzu bi khayri dunya wal akhirah. You will succeed with the goodness of both the worlds. This youngster spoke and everyone embraced Islam. And the youngster also embraced Islam. So now the Sahabi says to Ahnaf, you said these words. When I returned and I'm giving Kar Guzari to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah's Nabi was so happy sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he immediately made du'as for you. Allahumma ghfir lil Ahnaf. Oh Allah, forgive Ahnaf. Allahumma ghfir lil Ahnaf. And then Ahnaf radiyallahu rahimahullah said, ma min shay'in min amali arja li yawm al-qiyamah min da'wati ar-rasul alayhi salatu wassalam. Nothing gives me more joy and gives me more hope for my salvation than the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for me. Subhanallah. This is how we win Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's du'as, and we'll win Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's pleasure on the day of Qiyamah by being the means of bringing others to Islam. There's another beautiful incident of a Sahabi by the name of Muslim bin Harith radiallahu anhu. They were out in Allah's path, and before the battle, the Sahabi reaches before everyone, and he invites all the people to Islam. And if they become Muslim, then there's no battle. Yes, there was trouble with those people from before, but now they became Muslim. And now, when the Sahaba entered, everyone is Muslim, there was no battle, and everyone now embraced Islam. When they returned to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah's Nabi was so happy with the efforts of Muslim radiallahu anhu, that Allah's Nabi gave him du'as, and told him how much Allah will reward you, how much Allah will reward you, because the reward of the da'i is so much that every person that comes through him, he will be rewarded. Allah will reward him so much. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught him these du'as morning and evening after Fajr and after Maghrib. Allahumma ajirni minan nar. Allahumma ajirni minan nar. Oh Allah, save me from the fire of Jahannam. Oh, we can read Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allah save us. Allah save us from the fire of Jahannam. After Fajr, after Maghrib, 7 times. And Allah will save us, that Jahannam will seek protection from us. And Allah Ta'ala will save us from Jahannam. So we learn from there that how we should also make an effort to bring others and go out of our way, because really it is a great investment.
And also very importantly, I wanted to show appreciation to the Radio Islam team. They sent a team of brothers, wonderful brothers who came, and they personally went to visit our reverts in Newcastle and surrounding areas, and fit for them the set, the Radio Islam satellite and set. And these Muslim brothers who are new to Islam was so overwhelmed by this ikram and this gesture from, you know, the Muslims. They were so happy, and they couldn't, you know, they were expressing so much of joy. They're saying how the environment has changed in their homes. Some of these homes, somebody is Muslim, the other is non-Muslim. Others, both the couple have both become Muslim. In other homes, the whole family became Muslim. And certain homes refused, others accepted. But what a gesture, you know. And people were so happy, and they appreciated it so much. And the last few days, they giving reports of how they enjoying learning and increasing in their knowledge and making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and becoming inspired by the ahadith and the advisors and the news and so much of learning. So alhamdulillah, what a gesture that came from the brothers of Radio Islam. The ulama phoned, Maulana Habib phoned the other day and said, you know, we want to send the team to, is it possible? So I said, yes, what a wonderful opportunity. And we do have people who really benefit. Alhamdulillah, they sent the brothers, and Allah reward the entire, station, the whole Jamaat of Radio Islam abundantly for this fikr that not only presenting the lessons but also making it available in the homes of people, which is really a great sacrifice and a sterling bit of work, or a great amount of work. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala accept. Barakallahu feehim wa barakallahu feekum ya ikhwa wa nuhibbukum fi Allah. There's another Hudayl radiallahu anhu. Both Hudayls radiallahu anhu are mentioned in Ibn al-Athir rahimahullah's Iswaba. This other Hudayl that we discussed is mentioned in Ibn al-Juzi rahimahullah's Sifat al-Safwa. The other Hudayl is Abu Fawza radiallahu anhu, also a Sahabi. He narrates a beautiful hadith on the commencement of the month, wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when he would cite the crescent and the moon, and he would say, Allahumma barik lana fi shahrina hadha dakhil. Allah bless for us in this month that has now commenced. Allah blessed us, the new year Islamically has come in. Really, we have to connect ourselves more and more to Allah. We should have targets and aspire to reach those targets, and we should worry for our akhirah, our family's akhirah. We should increase. And also, very, very importantly, this is one of the sacred months. This month is Muharram, is a great month. It has value. And also, let's remember the great sacrifices of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that our calendar is based on the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That after the 13th year, Rasulullah in Makkah, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed Hajj, then Muharram came in and he sent Sahaba out to make hijrah. And what did Sahaba do? They left Makkah Mukarramah to protect their iman. And they went to Madinah Munawwara. So what we learn, how important is our iman. Our iman is fundamental. Our iman is integral. Our iman is our vocal point, is our umbilical cord, is our backbone. We can lose everything, but we can't lose our iman. Allah give us all afiyah. Very, very importantly is we have to respect Sahaba radiallahu anhum, all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And we have to remember that if it wasn't for Sahaba radiallahu anhum, deen would not have come to us. And deen will never remain in our lives if we do not have Sahaba radiallahu anhum with, if we do not hold that respect for Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And that we have to remember all the time that deen reached us. What were our backgrounds? Our forefathers were far away from deen. Sahaba sacrifices that they came to deen, that we are Muslims today. Quran was preserved by the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Had it not been for Sahaba radiallahu anhum, we would not be connected to Quran, we would not be connected to deen. Today we have deen in its pure, pristine form because of the sacrifices of the galaxy of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah chose my Sahaba over humanity. Allah made my Sahaba the best. Allah chose my Sahaba as the greatest of people after the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam then said, from all my Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Allah chose four as the greatest: Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali radiallahu anhum. So all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum are so great. We were discussing the life of Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught the ummah through Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu that respect my Sahaba radiallahu anhum. No matter who it may be after Sahaba, they can never ever reach the level of any Sahabi. No Sahabi is low. Every Sahabi is high. Every Sahabi is high ranking, is great. But Sahaba radiallahu anhum have their levels and have their rankings. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this to Khalid radiallahu anhu, and Khalid radiallahu anhu in turn shared it with the Ummah, and it was practically proven. It was taught to Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. What did he teach the Ummah? On one occasion when there was some challenge between him and Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu anhum, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, oh Khalid radiallahu anhu, Abdul Rahman is a Badri Sahabi. Abdul Rahman is a Badri Sahaba. Don't harm my Sahaba radiallahu anhu. And then on one occasion Khalid radiallahu anhu was insulted. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Ummah that Khalid is Allah's sword that Allah has unsheathed upon the mushrikeen. Allah's unsheathed sword. So what respect Khalid radiallahu anhu was given. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught Sahaba radiallahu anhu to respect each other. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed the Ummah the ranks of Sahaba radiallahu anhum also. On one occasion, Khalid radiallahu anhu comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Nabi of Allah, now there is something between Zubair and Abdul Rahman radiallahu anhum. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, their challenge, they will solve it because they are both Badris.
So imagine the Badri Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and the Sahabas of Aqaba, and the Sahabas who embraced Islam on the occasion of Fath Makkah, and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum who joined Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the occasion of Hajjatul Wada. All the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. وَكُلَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. Every Sahabi is Jannati. So let us correct ourselves, let us connect ourselves to the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and we strive hard to emulate them, to learn them, to discuss their beautiful lives. Encourage our children, encourage our neighbors, encourage the people. Allah give us tawfiq to follow and emulate them and love them, and also remember them and thank Allah Ta'ala for sending them, because imagine if it wasn't for them, where would we have been today? So let's read three quotes for the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Especially the Sahabi we learned today, Hudayr radiallahu anhu, and Abu Mi'laq radiallahu anhu, and Umm Sa'ib radiallahu anha, who made dua for her child, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi, bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimeen.